Good evening and welcome to Scratched Up Radio Theater on listener-supported KKRN Community Radio. Our play tonight is The Tragedy of Donald I, written by William Shakespeare with help and edited and directed by Halcyon Brimstone. It's Thanksgiving morning at Mar-a-Lago, Florida. As the play opens, Melancholia Drumpf is brewing coffee for herself and her husband Donald.
His Grace looks cheerfully and smooth this morning.
What a beautiful morning for Thanksgiving here at Mar-a-Lago.
There's some conceit or other likes him well when that he bids good morrow with such spirit. Good morning, my lord. What is it your honor will command, wherein your lady and your humble wife may show her duty and make known her love?
This castle has a pretty sight. My house within the city is richly furnished with plate and gold. Here looks no treason, here no envy swells, here no damned drugs grow, here no storms, no noise, but silence and somnolent sleep. Where are my sons?
I believe they're in the rumpus room watching football, my lord.
Well, gather them here post haste. I have something to ask them.
Boys, your father wanteth you.
My boys, it's Thanksgiving, the perfect day for you to say how much you love me, and to thank me for supporting you since birth, even though you testified against me.
But, Pop, we were under oath.
Others have had enough loyalty to commit perjury for me. But, anyway, you have often begun to tell me what I am. Now's your chance to swear your love to me.
What? Are you kidding me?
No, what?
No, I'm not kidding. Eric, where's young Baron?
Last I saw him, he was playing God of War.
I'll fetch him. Baron, your father beckons you to enter his chamber.
He what?
Go see him in the Oval Office.
Aw, man.
Silence!
You want to see me, Pop?
Yeah. All my sons, all together here in the Oval Office.
Pop, the Oval Office is in D.C. We're in Florida.
I'll pretend that I didn't hear that, Baron. Where are my young, luscious princesses?
Ivanka and Jared are cruising on the Black Sea off Crimea.
The Black Sea? On Thanksgiving? How unpatriotic is that? Well, where is Tiffany?
Tiffany is invisible, as usual.
Gone is she with her husband, steering with due course to the Isle of Rhodes on the Mediterranean.
But we're here, Pop. What's up?
It's Thanksgiving, boys. You know what that means.
Turkey?
Yeah, that'll come later. But we're going to start the day by giving thanks.
He wants us to thank him for giving us life, Baron.
What?
You heard me.
That's right. In peace and honor rest you here, my sons. You all have the extreme privilege of being born into the House of Drumpf. Ne'er was nobler an honor. I will now have each of you tell me how you adore me.
Adore you?
Yes. Your whole future depends on this.
Dear father, to you I am bound for life and education. My love for you is wider and deeper than the Pacific Ocean.
I'll go next. Dear old dad, I idolize you like the sky. My adoration is as vast as all the universe. My noble lord and father, live in fame.
Very nice, boys. And how about you, Baron?
Oh, wow. What's left? You guys already covered the whole universe. Pop, I love you like as much as Mom.
And that's it?
As much as I love Mom and all my brothers and sisters.
That's all? You don't love me more than anybody in the world?
Well, I don't love you more than Mom.
That's no good. These words are razors to my wounded heart. I will not be insulted like that by my own son. You have displaced the mirth, broke the good meeting. As for thee, boy, go get thee from my sight. Thou art exile, and thou must not stay. Get out! Get out of my house!
Get out? Pop, I'm only 16.
You have no respect for the king. You don't deserve to be a prince. My sons would never dishonor me. You must go away tonight.
Pop, you're not king, and we aren't princes. We're nothing.
Well, that's true about you. We cannot all be masters. There will never be another me. Only I can say that. Weak men must fall. But, Baron, better had thou never been born than to have not pleased me better.
Fine. I'll go live with Uncle Vlad.
Be gone, young varlet. And take this folder of nuclear surprises to him. And tell him the pound of flat will be on its way as soon as I can schedule liposuction.
Thrice noble Donald, spare my firstborn son.
Good wounds have borne bad sons. Clear up, fair queen, thou cloudy countenance.
That was harsh. To our valiant brother, so much for him.
All the more turkey for us.
The sun is fled. Shall we eat?
Yes, with my dedication to Thanksgiving. Come back here, boys. With every ounce of heart and mind and sweat and soul, we are going to keep making Thanksgiving great again, and then we will indeed keep Thanksgiving great. I will keep it so great, better than ever before. The turkey has been pardoned and deep fried.
That's so inspiring, Pop.
Okay, boys, I'll call the servants to serve dinner. Wait, where's my lawyer, Sir Moody?
I haven't heard from Sir Giuliani.
What? He was supposed to be here to pledge his loyalty and thanks to me. And so was my dedicated cabinet. I'll have to phone him.
Yeah, yeah. Who calleth me on Thanksgiving and interrupt my football watching?
It's your king.
My what?
Your patron. And tell me now, thou naughty varlet, tell me where thou hast been this month. Alas, poor ape, how your sweats.
Oh, President Trump, how are you?
We're about to sit down to dinner, and since you aren't here to thank me for my money.
Oh, your money, right. Well, my whole family is here. I can't make it there today. How about tomorrow?
No! Pledge to me your support now. Do you not love me? Do you not indeed?
Okay, President Trump, thank you for your clientage, and I pledge my ongoing support. Until you and I go to prison.
Prison? I'll go to Moscow before I go to prison. I haven't yet begun to fight.
Right. Well, it's been great talking to you, Don. Happy Thanksgiving to you and your family.
That's Donald, you scoundrel. No, wait. I meant your highness. Sire, at least.
Yeah, well, sire, it's been a pleasure, as usual.
Wait, Moody. I've been meaning to ask you. Where is my cabinet? Where are my generals and admirals? They haven't invited me to any meetings lately.
As I've told you before, they aren't your servants. Not anymore.
And I told you never to tell me that. They pledged their loyalty to me for life.
Gotta go. Talk to you later.
Moody. Moody, you varlet. You can't hang up on the president. I spit on me. Oh, a pox on your throat, you bawling, blasphemous, uncharitable dog. Kneel in the streets and beg for grace in vain. All humbled on your knees, you shall ask pardon of his majesty.
I assume all did not go well?
No. Plague him with flies. Well, I have many lawyers, thousands of attorneys who would love to work for me.
Right you are, my lord, as always. Maybe your vice president, Sir Michael...
What? That sniveling traitor? I wouldn't ask Mike Tense for the time of day. If he were not born to be hanged... Our case is miserable. He'll be hanged yet. By heaven, I rather would have been his hangman.
So, can we eat now?
How can you think of food at a time like this?
Because we're hungry?
Silence! You'll be lucky to eat eye of newt and toe of frog, wool of bat and tongue of dog.
What?
You must forgive your father, boys. He's in one of his moods.
Okay, we get the idea, Pop.
Maybe we can go to the kitchen. The cook wench can sneak us something.
Okay. Now what? Guess I'll go back to New York for starts.
Baron? What are you doing here? Come in!
My dad kicked me out. I'm gonna go live in Moscow.
Moscow? Moscow, Russia?
Well, I don't mean Moscow, Idaho.
Do you know how cold it is there?
I can get a bearskin parka. I've got my credit card, but I left home without my passport. Can you get me a new one?
Well, it takes time. 2 weeks if we get it expedited.
Oh. Well, I can go live in Drumpf Tower for 2 weeks. I have a key to the penthouse.
Yeah, you could do that. Are you hungry?
Not really. I ate first class on the plane. I just got here and took an Uber over.
So you have cash?
Yeah, some. But I just told the driver my name and said my pop would pay him, and he gave me a ride.
Smart boy. What do you plan on doing in Moscow?
Live with Uncle Vlad.
Well, you know, that's not the safest place to be with the war and all. Foul whisperings are abroad.
Oh. But I have to deliver some papers for my dad.
Oh, no. Papers?
Yeah. And to tell him he'll get his pound of blubber as soon as Pop has liposuction.
Baron, he doesn't want a pound of blubber. He wants a pound of your dad's flesh.
His flesh?
That was the deal for bailing him out of debt, since your dad hasn't kept up his payments.
Oh my God. Well, maybe if he has a tummy tuck, there'll be enough flesh to spare. But why would he make a dumb deal like that?
He was desperate for cash. Putin wanted him over a barrel. Your dad thinks Putin is his friend. He didn't take him seriously.
His friend? So, Uncle Vlad, he's not really my uncle?
No, you better not go to Moscow. He might even hold you hostage. He does things like that. You better just stay in New York till your dad cools off. But he holds grudges forever. Some say he's mad. Others that lesser hate him do call it valiant fury.
Well, he gets mad all right. They're probably still scraping his turkey dinner off the wall.
But I do not like the tower of any place. Why don't you just spend the night here? We'll get the guest room ready.
Okay. Maybe I'll just go join the Space Force.
Thou art no soldier, and you're only 16.
I'm gonna go see what's on the tube.
Florida White House.
Hey, Donald, it's Moody. Your kid just got here. What the hell?
Which kid?
Baron.
He's no kid of mine.
Okay.
Did he take those important papers to Putin for me?
No, he left Florida without his passport. It'll be at least a couple weeks till he can leave the country.
What? Oh, no. If he doesn't deliver those documents, I'm screwed. While you're on the line, what's your plan to get me out of all this legal crap?
Well, at this point, maybe the only hope you have to stay out of prison is to plead insanity.
What? But I'm a very stable genius. Wouldst thou betray me?
No, but you know how your state stands in the world. Your enemies are many and not small. You've got charges coming from left and right, from New York to Georgia, from the Department of Justice to the IRS. Just please tell me you never knew Anita Hill or Monica Lewinsky.
Those names don't ring a bell.
Thank God. I'm telling you, I don't know which way to go from here.
Would it help if I sent you a new role?
No, no gifts. Just don't admit to anything, like I've always told you to do. I mean, like I told you not to do.
Don't worry. I hear they're calling me the Teflon Don because nothing sticks to me.
That's not a compliment. That's what they call John Gotti. Just try to tell the truth. No, don't tell the truth. Don't say a word. Just show up at the hearing next week. You can't skip this one. This ain't Congress. I'll see you tomorrow.
These quack lawyers are the worst. Giuliani. Still, he's the only one of my loyalists who still talks to me. And even he says I might be locked away. Maybe house arrest. But even in Drumpf Tower, there's no golf. What could be worse? If I were to plead insanity, I might be able to avoid prison. Of course, I'm the sanest man alive, totally high-functioning. But some of those country club asylums might not be so bad. Maybe there's one with a golf course. It wouldn't be as great as one of my golf courses, but I can afford the best country club sanitarium. So, all I have to do is pretend to be crazy. I can do that. I know more about sanity and insanity than anyone. Jeez, here comes the wife. Oh, full of scorpions is my mind, dear wife.
What?
Oh, monstrous world. Death and damnation, oh.
Are you all right, my lord?
Am I all right? You'll never meet a more sufficient man. Yet, even as the axe falls, if I not be faithful, the law I bear no malice for my death.
Death?
Grim death, how foul and lonesome is thy image. Look how I am bewitched, by their witchcraft thus have me marked. I pray you all, tell me what they deserve that do conspire my death with devilish plots of damned witchcraft. You few that loved me, and dared to be bold to weep, go with me like good angels to my end. Zounds! What fair lady is that? By heavens, she is a dainty one. Why, how now, dame? And is not my hostess of the tavern a most sweet wench?
The tavern? A most sweet wench? Sir, might I remind you, I am your beloved wife.
My wife? You're not my wife. My wife's name is Marla. Or is it Ivana? I can't seem to remember.
What? Sir, call to mind that I have been your wife in this obedience upward of 20 years, and have been blessed with many children by you. Or one, at least.
Had I not 4 or 5 women at once that tended me? Never mind, you'll do. Now, by the world, this is a lusty wench. I do like your body. Give me thy hand. All the perfumes of Arabia will not sweeten this little hand.
Oh, monstrous! What reproachful words are these? Alas, sir, in what have I offended you? What cause hath my behavior given to your displeasure, that thus you should proceed to put me off and take your good grace from me? Heaven witness, I have been to you a true and humble wife, at all times to your will conformable, ever in fear to kindle your dislike.
Well, now, let's just calm down now, cutie. I'm getting a little tired of my wife. Maybe you and I can arrange a little something. You are full of heavenly stuff, for I am rough and woo not like a babe.
My husband and my lord! My lord and husband, I am your wife in all obedience. Why are you acting like you don't know me?
Know you? Well, baby, I could know you in the biblical sense.
Biblical? What know you of the Bible?
I know the Bible. No one knows the Bible like I do.
Oh, well then which is your favorite book?
The book of Jesus and Mary.
That's not a book of the Bible.
Oh, well, the book of God.
Are you out of your mind?
Poor girl, she weeps. Meddle not with her. Her face with scars of infamy.
What? My face is not scarred. I deem you an ill husband. Talk not to me. I will go sit and weep till I can find occasion of revenge, for revenged I will be as sure as his guts are made of puddings.
How will you do for a husband?
Why, I can buy me 20 at any market.
Your plainness and your shortness please me well. Young budding virgin, fair and fresh and sweet. Forget you? No, I could not forget you, for I never saw you before in all my life.
Are his wits safe? Is he not light of brain? Help, help, my master is mad. Oh, then what graces in my love do dwell that he hath turned a heaven into hell?
Let's see. I think 'tis now some 7 o'clock.
I dare assure you, sir, 'tis almost 2.
It shall be what o'clock I say it is.
Oh, very mad, exceeding mad.
Good Lord, how bright and goodly shines the moon.
The moon? The sun, it is not moonlight now.
I say it is the moon that shines so bright.
I know it is the sun that shines so bright.
Now by my mother's sun, and that's myself, it shall be moon or star or what I list it to be, moon or star or sun or what you please.
Henceforth, I vow it shall be so for me.
I say it is the moon.
I know it is the moon.
Nay, then you lie, for it is the blessed sun.
Then it is the blessed sun, but sun it is not when you say it is not.
Okay, now, just like I said, let me do all the talking.
I'll fight till from my bones my flesh be hacked. Give me my armor.
You don't have any armor, and you don't need it. This isn't hand-to-hand combat.
Who are those slobs, a sort of vagabonds, rascals, and runaways?
That's the jury of your peers that are guaranteed by the...
Peers? They are not peers of mine. They're riffraff.
Just for once, keep your opinions stifled.
Oh, yay, the court is now in session. The Honorable presiding, all rise.
You may sit down. Members of the jury, your duty today will be to determine whether the defendant, Donald J. Drumpf, is guilty or not guilty of tax evasion. Based only on facts and evidence presented here, blah, 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 blah.
You charge me most unjustly.
Shh. You're lucky he didn't hear you.
For the crime of tax evasion.
Taxation? Wherein and what taxation? My Lord Giuliani, you are to be blamed for, like with us, you know, with this taxation.
For God's sake, shut up.
Mr. Giuliani, I will ignore that remark. We will begin with the prosecutor's opening statement.
If thou speakest false, upon the next tree shall thou be hanged alive, till famine cling thee.
Will the defendant please wait until it's your turn to testify?
You are a saucy fellow. Deserve we no more reverence? You shall not be my judge.
What did you say?
I say unto you again, you are a shallow, cowardly hind, and you lie. What a lackbrain this is.
Counsel, please inform your client that he will wait until he is called.
Why, thou clay-brained guts, thou naughty-pated fool, thou whoreson, obscene, greasy, tallow cat.
Sir, you seem a sober, ancient gentleman by your height, but your words show you a madman. Counsel, can you explain what is going on?
Your Honor, my client is ill. His promises were, as he then was, mighty, but his performance, as he is now, nothing. Of his own body he was ill, an old man, broken with the storms of state, is come to lay his weary bones among ye. Give him a little earth for charity.
Old man? Who's an old man? Your Honor, I'll defend myself from now on.
Oh, no.
Request granted.
You're on your own.
I cry thee mercy, then. For I did think thou hast called me all these bitter names.
Then are you pleading not guilty?
I did nothing wrong. My accountants are to blame.
Your Honor, we know that accountants are implicated, but this trial is to find if the defendant was personally involved in those decisions.
Oh, monstrous beast! How like a swine she lies! Oh, monstrance arrogance! Thou liest, thou thread, thou thimble, thou yard, thou three-quarters, half-yard, half-quarter, nail, thou flea, thou knit, thou winter cricket, thou...
Mr. Trumpf, will you remain silent until you're called to speak?
Tyrant, show thy face.
I'm looking right at you, Mr. Trumpf.
Thou list, abhorrent tyrant. With my sword, I'll prove the lie thou speakest.
You will do no such thing. Now you will sit down and be silent.
Your Honor, I have presented email messages and memos that show the defendant's directions to his financial managers for them to...
There are no leprosy but thou what thou speakest.
Foul shame upon you, Mr. Trumpf, that you have breathed your curse against yourself.
Thou art the best of cutthroats. Curse this poisonous bunchback toad.
I think we'll cut this short. Has the jury had time to evaluate these messages from the defendant?
We have, Your Honor.
Do you need to deliberate?
No, not really, Your Honor.
And what is your decision?
Guilty on all charges, Your Honor.
Oh, fie on thee, slanderer!
Silence! And so his peers, upon this evidence, have found him guilty of high treason.
A vengeance on your crafty, withered hide. Down with them! Cut the villain's throats!
I say he shall go to prison. For conspiracy to commit tax evasion, committing tax evasion, and perjury. Perjury in the highest degree. We'll hold the treason charge for another day, Mr. Drumpf. In light of your present financial circumstances, I deem that, therefore, such a writ be sued against you, to forfeit all your goods, lands, tenements, chattels, and whatsoever.
I cannot, nor will I yield to you. Roaring, shrinking, howling, chinling chains. Unbind my hands. I'll slit the villain's nose that would have sent me to the jail, for now they kill me with a living death.
Mr. Drump, would you like me to add contempt to your sentence?
Hang, cur! Hang, you insolent noisemaker! Curse this poisonous bunchback toad! I'm out of here.
Stay, dog, for thou shalt hear me. We will be short with you. From hence until sentencing, you will be committed to the tower under house arrest, where, being but a private man again, you shall know many dare accuse you boldly. More than, I fear, you are provided for.
I am sick when I do look on thee. A whoreson, beetle-headed, flap-eared knave. You festering pustule of corpulence. Thy lips rot off.
Order! Order! What hole in hell were hot enough for him? This is the most omnipotent villain. Not all the whips in heaven are large enough for you.
Christ save me! I will cut off your head!
Get that maniac out of my courtroom! Out of my sight! Thou dost infect mine eyes, and thou unfit for any place but hell. Away, thou mangy dog! Take him to Guantanamo!
I do defy him, and I spit at him! A slanderous coward and a villain! I have this day received a traitor's judgment. Oh, unpleasing news! Oh, ill-dispersing wind of misery! Was ever a gentleman thus grieved as I? Farewell, my wife and children.
My lovely Baron, wherefore look'st thou sad?
Was my father a traitor, mother?
Aye, that he was.
He fallest a blessed martyr. And when he falls like Lucifer, never to hope again. I'm so sorry, I tried to save him.
'Tis all right. And free us from his slavery, he was a man of unbounded stomach, ever ranking himself with princes. Life will be easier now.
Milady, do not lose yourself in grief over the imprisonment of Donald.
Moderate lamentation is the right of the dead. Excessive grief the enemy to the living. I choose to live. Oh, I will send him letters and an occasional red necktie for a gift, but I will be on a limited budget.
'Tis true, thy fortunes were wiped out.
Truth be told, all our riches were on paper.
Bankruptcy will erase the debts. I just hope President Putin will see it that way.
But, Mother, what will we live on? How will we get along with no money?
Your sisters and I have a plan on the back burner. We've been working on a fashion corporation. It wasn't discussed with your father, as he'd want to have it specialize in red ties. We have no interest in that.
Well, you'll need legal assistance for a new corporation. Might you be interested in hiring...
I think not, Sir Moody. Young Baron will be entering Harvard Law School in 1 year.
Harvard? But Pomp wants me to go to Wharton, or University of Pennsylvania, where he...
Harvard it will be, and you will study your ass off.
Yes, Mother...
You have been listening to The Tragedy of Donald I, written and directed by Halcyon Brimstone. Our cast included Don Tamblyn as Donald Drumpf, Mallory Glavin as Melancholia Drumpf, Dustin Davis as Donald Jr., Ian Dalzell as Eric Drumpf, Tazio Russo as Baron, Don Singrani as Moody Giuliani, John Welsh as the judge, Laura Christensen as the head jurist, and Jim Dowling as the bailiff. Our technical director, as always, is Lily Dubois. I am your host, Dickie Magadoff. Good night, and thanks for listening to Scratched Up Radio Theater and KKRN Community Radio.